call the committee to order.
I call off the roll.
Representative Kelleher to approve the minutes for the 20th meeting of the Rules Committee. If there's any discussion, seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Adopted. The rules are adopted. Next on the agenda is the calendar for the day. Representative Hoppe must approve the calendar today for Thursday, May 19th. Seeing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The calendar is adopted.
Thank you, members.
In spite of
this, a hard word. Representative Osmond moves that House File 826 be recommended to pass pursuant to Flint Rule 2.03. Representative Osmond, explain why the bill is before the Rules Committee at this point.
This bill made all the policy committees by deadline, but we had to hold it up in the Finance Committee to get the time to actually work on the finance area. That was after the deadline, after we'd actually pass the on to this bill to the Ways and Means Committee.
And actually, Representative Osmond, I think the motion should be to House File 826 be recommended to pass and re-refer to the Committee on Taxes.
Correct.
Any questions? Discussion? Seeing none, Representative Osmond renews his motion that House File 826 be recommended to pass and re-refer to the Committee on Taxes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. Representative Kahn, did she make it yet?
She's working on it.
Maybe Representative Seifert knows a little bit about this issue, and Representative Seifert can move House File 2511 be recommended to pass and re-refer to the Committee on Ways and Means. Representative Seifert.
Mr. Chair, what is this?
This is the airport.
Airport.
Yeah,
thanks for this was a bill that was brought forward out of our courtesy and our wonderful committee, which is so nonpartisan, it's almost incestuous politically now, so we get along so well. We want to give everybody courtesy, and Representative Kahn, he had the bill up. It was after deadline, and can't go to the floor. It's got to go. Where is it?
Ways and Means.
Yeah, it's got to go to another committee.
Representative Kelleher.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move a substitute motion that this bill be referred to taxes, because that has been the path of all of these bills this year. And as you notice, this bill was introduced far past deadline, May 11th. I believe it was a failed vote on the House floor to remove this original bill from committee. So I think that we should try to keep in keeping with where we've been sending these bills this year, and I believe it should go to taxes.
Okay, so Representative Kelleher makes the motion that the bill be re-referred to the Committee on Taxes instead of Ways and Means. And I'm sure we can talk to Representative Krenke, Representative Kelleher, so I'm not concerned we necessarily need to do that. Representative Seifert?
Mr. Chair, I haven't talked to Representative Krenke because it's not my bill, but I tell you what, Representative Kelleher, if he says he wants this bill, he's happy to move it there, but Representative Kahn's understanding was the bill would go to Ways and Means, I believe. And so I just want to... and he said he does need to see it, and it did come out of finance. I would say, why don't we just send it to Ways and Means? Sand is running out of the hourglass anyway, and if Representative Krenke wants it, we'll just move it over there.
Any other discussion? Okay. If not, stay on the motion, Representative Kelleher's. They'll be re-referred to the Committee on Taxes. Representative Kelleher, I think I'll just oppose the motion barring discussion with Representative Krenke at this time, and we'll probably talk with Representative Kahn makes it here. Any further discussion? Representative Search.
I'm going to support the motion because the author of the bill isn't even here, and so... if it's a good enough reason to oppose it because Representative Krenke isn't here, I'm going to support the motion because the author of the bill isn't here.
Just out of courtesy, the author and the chair has not requested it. When we had the vote on the floor the other day, the chair requested the bill, and that's what the body tends to do, is respect the chair and the author. I don't know why it's such a big deal, but just assume vote no on this. Send it to Ways and Means. Representative Green. There she is.
Representative Abrams, you win.
was hinging on you showing up, Representative Kahn. The motion was to send it to Ways and Means, and Representative Kelleher wants to move it to taxes. Representative Krenke has, to my knowledge, not requested it, and I said if he does, we'd be happy probably to send it there, but I don't know why without...
Representative Kahn.
Mr. Chairman, at this point, I have always said that I believe that this bill is going to be part of the end game, as you're trying to put, once you get to the point of trying to put little bits and pieces together. And I don't think it very much matters. I think Ways and Means is the committee that's probably going to make the final decisions on the budget, and I think it ought to stay there. And obviously, if Representative Krinke requested it, will probably go to taxes. He's in the majority, you're in the majority. Ways and Means has big majority, so I think it ought to stay in Ways and Means, but the committee feels it ought to go to taxes.
Just waiting for Mr. Representative Connors. You know, there's also a minority of the majority. But Representative Connors showed and Krinke didn't. It's going to Ways and Means.
Okay. Chairman, Mr. Speaker, I'll also point out that there's a minority of the minority. I've already been working.
It's been a majority of the minority, actually. Representative Keller, any other discussion?
I would like to get my motion.
Okay. Representative Moore.
I'm curious, as maybe the author can say, how is this different than any of the other gambling bills that we've all referred to taxes? I mean, it seems that it's a logical sequence for us to go to taxes like every other gambling bill.
This bill doesn't necessarily have any tax implications. It could have when Ways and Means does it. What this bill does is just uses the lottery. And I have to put myself on record as having voted against just about every expansion of gambling that we've had. I voted against the lottery. I voted against charitable gambling. I like the horse stuff, so I used to vote for that. But until it became more of a gambling stuff. But the basic difference of this, let me just point this out. This brings in, this is a very tightly restricted process. This is in the, and particularly easy to do with our airport set up now, because you need a boarding pass to get into where any of the commerce is in the airport. So this is eligible only to people with boarding passes. The estimate, and we're not sure what it is, the estimate is about $54 million for the biennium, of which about $22 million goes to the Environmental Trust Fund, and $31 million goes to the general fund. That and I usually argue against gambling on the grounds that I say it's a regressive tax on stupidity, but this piece of gambling becomes a progressive tax on stupidity, because when you take the economic cut of people who possess a boarding pass and compare them to the economic cut of people who don't have a boarding pass, you're at a higher economic level. And having spent 5 hours in the airport the afternoon before Thanksgiving, there are a lot of people spending a lot of time at the airport looking for anything to do, plus the fact that it's probably the cut in the place where the most out-of-state people are at any instant in the state. So
Representative Moore, that is a logical answer to your question.
Inconsistently consistent.
There's one follow-up. So Representative Khan, so we're going to have the Hubert H. Humphrey Las Vegas-style airport.
Well, no. Representative Khan. You've got to have the boarding pass, and it's probably not going to be as profitable as Las Vegas. Las Vegas is a little easier to do, and it's not. The one in Amsterdam, for example, is run by the Amsterdam casinos, and it is the least profitable of all the Amsterdam casinos. I mean, people don't go to an airport when they want to go to a casino. They just go to a casino if it's there, if they happen to be in there.
Representative Keller.
Mr. Chair, I hope folks will support my motion today. I think that having a process around here is important still. And Representative Khan, I'm just shocked by this, because the last time I was in an airport, which was 2 weeks ago, I read 3 newspapers in the time that I was waiting, which, you know, I always use it as time to catch up on my reading and hopefully become a little more informed. And, you know, I don't know why you're trying to dumb down the world with this bill, but I hope folks will support the motion. We're a little further away from that.
Well, Mr. Chairman.
Any more discussion?
The 5 hours I did actually spend reading the Sunday New York Times, even though it was Wednesday. But I just help hoping other people to go.
Okay, again, members, I would encourage members just to let the bill go to Ways and Means, and if Representative Krinke from Taxes desires to have the bill, we can certainly do that at a later time. Representative Kelleher renews the motion then that the House File 2511 be recommended passed and re-referred to the Committee on Taxes. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed?
No.
Motion does not prevail. Members, we are on the motion by Representative Seifert to refer the bill 2511, the recommended pass, and refer to the Committee on Ways and Means. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed?
No.
No. Motion prevails. Thank you, Representative Kelleher. Members, we are adjourned.